All right, it's halftime here at Bay College, regional semifinals. The Norse taking on the United Tribes Thunderbirds today, and our player spotlight is one of the old guys on this team, Matt Wagner. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Jack?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I always like to do these interviews like at the beginning, like you had the first one of the year, and now that we're at the end of the year, kind of see, you know, if things have changed for you, what you think things, how you think things went. So I'll start off with you personally. How do you think things have gone this year for you, man?
I think I've definitely stepped up my game from last year and started to play better this year. I mean, there's still areas where I need to improve to become a better player and to help our team win, but I've liked the strides that I've made personally.
Yeah, and obviously you're known as a shooter, but I know you take a lot of pride in your defense. Talk a little about that part of your game, man.
Oh, yeah, defense. I mean, obviously, as the saying goes, defense wins championships, and I've always prided myself in that. You know, back in high school, I used to have the knock as not being the greatest defender, but I've really worked at it to get better, and every day at practice, I work on getting better at that, you know, because that's what's really going to help me get to the next level and continue playing.
Yeah, you know, if you on the offensive side, it really is streaky, isn't it, for you? I mean, when it's going, it's really going.
Yeah, this year has been a lot more streaky than I would have liked, you know. I feel like I've been shooting better as of lately, so hopefully I can just keep building off of that. And obviously today's a big one. Hopefully I can shoot it pretty well today.
What do you think about you guys as a team throughout this whole season, man, and being able to kind of stay together and be – I know the cliche is brothers, but I think it's pretty close to true on this team.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely a family. I mean, we all know wins and losses-wise, it hasn't gone exactly how we've wanted to go, you know, but – we're getting better at the right time, and hopefully we can make a run to get to the national tournament here.
What does it mean to you to have this tournament here on this floor?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we definitely – it's no secret. We play way better at home, and we love playing here. And obviously for everybody else, it's a grind to drive here. Like for the team we're playing today, it's like a 14-hour drive or something. I mean, that gives us a big advantage.
So when you were doing the you were helping out with the stats last night, right?
Yes, sir.
But that gave you a bird's eye view of our opponent today. What were you kind of looking for, you know, looking at who you'd be guarding and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to get a look at him for the first time. I mean, obviously watched a little film, but it's always a little different live. I mean, they're missing a few guys, so it was nice to see some guys that you didn't get to see as much of on film and see how they play, you know, and we realized, like, this is definitely a game that we can't take lightly. They're a very good team, you know, we got to play well to win.
For yourself, you didn't know for sure that you were going to come back this year because, I mean, you clearly had enough credits. You could have graduated already. What was your decision to come back? Why did you end up ultimately doing it?
I wanted to continue playing basketball. I had some options and places to go last year, but nothing that I really wanted to go to, like, that school or anything. And I just wanted to come back, see how much I could improve my game. Obviously, worked hard over the quarantine and over the summer, you know, and then it was a place that I was already at, you know, get to come in as a sophomore, not a senior, but still a second-year guy, older guy on the team, you know, and it just felt like the right decision for me.
Yeah, compare this year's team to last, you know. There's different guys, but there's some similarities. You've been on both. You know, how do you feel we've gotten maybe better as a program?
I feel like defensively we were probably better. We're a lot longer and more athletic, where last year we just had a lot of, like, the UP guys and stuff. We also slowed it down a lot more last year. This year we get up and down, more athletic guys and stuff, where last year we were more centered around get the ball into Christian, slow it down a little bit and play through him. So yeah, I would say it's quite a bit different, but at the same time, like you said, there's still some similarities.
You know, you guys had a brutal schedule this year with so many games against top 10 teams. Do you think that that's helped for today, though?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean – It gives you confidence coming into a game like this, knowing you're not playing the Tritons of the world, the South Suburbans. I mean, obviously, they're still a great team, and we can't overlook them, but it has definitely made us better, and we've had to persevere through a lot of things and continue to get better, and it really showed where we need to get better at.
What about all the external things, the corona, the restrictions, the quarantines, the daily testing? Does that grind on you or no?
After a while, you just kind of get used to it, you know. I mean, like you said, we're a family, so none of us mind just spending a lot of time together and hanging out, so that really wasn't a big deal to us. I mean, it always sucked having it looming over your head where you could get shut down at any point in time, but we were obviously very lucky to not have that happen because we were all very smart, you know, staying in our little bubble and just staying around each other. So,
okay, so what are you studying academically here at Bay?
I'm about to just get my 2-year in business, and then I'm going to move on to finance.
Okay, so what kind of job does that get you?
I'm looking to go into banking.
You want to be a banker?
Yes, sir.
So you like money that much, right? You want to control it?
Yes, sir.
All right, Matt, I'll let you give your shout-outs to anyone you think may be listening today, man.
Just shout out to anybody that's watching. The support means a lot. Wish we could have all you guys here, but obviously we can't. But thank you for the support.
It's going to be weird having anybody in here, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's great.
All right. Well, hey, go get them today. Let's have some fun, eh?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Matt Wagner, everybody, in our halftime show. There's more coming up from here in Escanaba. It's Bay College and United Tribes. We'll have the halftime stats after these words, a 3-minute break. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.